Shannon Jeffries of Glasgow is the company sea captain of the 6th Kentucky Infantry. He formed the reenacting group a couple years ago based on the real militia raised out of Barron County. His unit dons gear crafted in period-style design when they go to battle. But Jeffries says it isn't that way for every unit. The level of authenticity is often a point of contention between reenacting groups.
There's a few out here that I saw. You go to an event, maybe another group, they're wearing cowboy boots with their uniforms, and they're wearing sunglasses. They're just not putting as much into it as they probably should. I don't allow stuff like that in my unit.
Jeffrey says, on the other hand, while his group errs on the side of pretty authentic, some groups may scoff at what his unit wears.
They want you to go out here and buy a coat that's 100% handmade. Even the stitches are hand-sewn, even on the buttonholes and such. They may only allow you to buy a certain color or a certain cut of a coat. You know, a lot of them, you're not even allowed to have a tent. They'll sleep on the ground. They're more hardcore, I guess, than we are.
Jeffrey says his group's middle ground level of commitment is what's really helped it grow from just a few to almost 30 active members. Company C only requires members to buy reproductions from quality sutlers. Originally, those were the merchants who, during the war, would follow troop movements to peddle their wares and keep companies stocked. And it's much the same today, except with many more repeat customers.
It is a fantastic hobby for your family.
Kathy Williams from Union City, Tennessee, is one of those sutlers, but not for the soldiers. She runs a small dressmaking business called Lady Adeline's. According to Williams, authenticity isn't a battlefield-only concern and can even have health effects on both men and women.
When you look at a woman and she has on the proper material, she looks like she just walked out of a history page. You'd be surprised at how seriously the ladies take their role in learning the correct mannerisms, the correct way to walk, the correct way to stand. When you see a woman walking around making something out of upholstery fabric, she's not going to look right. It's going to be really hot. She's probably going to pass out.
Williams warns if women use the wrong materials, it can lead to heat stroke. So at events, she teaches women about their unmentionables, or undergarments, basically using layers under their finer fabric.
And the reason why they layered so much was that your body oils and sweats and things were on the inner layers and not on the exterior, because you didn't want to be able to wash that too much so that it would wear and tear. So your undergarments took all of the beating.
William says the summer heat offers plenty of perspiration, so women get a firsthand appreciation for the practicalities of period dress. William says through the period style, women's clothing can help paint the atmosphere in broader strokes. She says the larger reenacting events host Civil War beauty pageants and ballroom dancing.
The ball is kind of like the highlight of all the ladies' weekend. We love to doll up and go get our best, finest, prettiest dresses on and display them.
Many like Williams and Jeffries will be attending the region's largest events this year at the Battle of Shiloh in Tennessee and the Battle of Sacramento near Hopkinsville, both of which draw thousands of spectators from across the country for an authentic taste of what life was like during the Civil War. But just how much authenticity will Kathy Williams embrace?
I personally don't camp. I get made fun of. They call me the Ramada Ranger or the Motel Militia.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Chris Taylor.